Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Jimmy Greer and his orchestra open the show with Toodaloo. The Great Auto Trailer Contest, sponsored by the makers of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner, rolls merrily on. Each week, a magnificent deluxe comfort wagon trailer is given away free. This trailer is so substantially built, so completely equipped, you can use it not only for weekend trips and carefree vacations, but for all year-round living. The world's leading specialists in trailer coach construction have perfected every detail of this streamlined covered wagon. Electric lights, icebox, stove, enamel sink, running water, and two double beds with special coil springs. It's the last word in trailer coach luxury. Now, all you have to do to win this deluxe covered wagon trailer valued at $1,000 is to complete this statement. I like Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner because... Now, just finish this statement in 50 words or less, telling why you like Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. Mail your entry to Johnson's Wax, Racine, Wisconsin. This week's trailer contest closes midnight Saturday, July 10th. So don't delay. Get a combination package of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner at once from your regular Johnson's Wax dealer, auto supply store, garage, or filling station. Complete contest rules will be found in each package of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. The McGees have completed their motion picture and are getting ready to go home. But Fibber, with his usual large ideas, has signed a 6-month lease on an apartment in Hollywood. And the rental agent insists that they either stay it out or pay it up. And here in the living room of the apartment, considering the matter, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Heavenly days, McGee. I told you not to sign a lease for 6 months.
I know, but shucks, the rent was $5 a month cheaper that way.
Sure. And now we pay for 4 months extra.
Well, we do? Here, let me call that guy up again. He can't do that to me.
Well, he's got the law on his side.
He may have the law on his side, but it'll have me on his neck. Give me that phone. What's that guy's number again?
Gladstone, 7904.
Oh, hello, Op. Happy Rock, 7904.
Gladstone, McGee.
Gladstone, 7904. Hello? Let me talk to that obstinate, stupid, unreasonable, drowsy little lug, Mr. Hosbeck. Oh, is that you, Hussie?
Oh.
This is Fibber. Listen, I just called you up for a little friendly discussion of this lease. Huh? Fibber, you remember me. Fibber McGee and I... Huh? Oh, yeah? Well, listen, you can't talk that way to me. Hello? 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 Couldn't get him.
What do you mean you couldn't get him?
Couldn't get him to listen. He wouldn't hold still. Imagine that guy. I call him up in a friendly, reasonable spirit, and he gets tough. All right, I'll get tough, too. I'm going to force him to bust our lease. We'll be such a nuisance to him and his neighbors that he'll have to bust the lease.
Oh, now, McGee, what are you going to do?
We'll play the radio real loud. We'll get Jimmy Greer and his boys over here to practice with the windows open late at night.
Oh, not that, not that.
We'll get Tommy Harris to vocalize at 3 a.m. We'll insult the neighbors. I'm going to break my neck if I have to bust this lease. I'm going to break my... Hello? Oh, Paramount. Certainly, put him on.
What's Paramount calling for?
I don't know. Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. Shower. It's Mel Shower. Well, thanks, Mel. It's been nice working for you, too, Mel. Yeah, we're leaving tomorrow by way of the Grand Canyon and Yosemite.
Yosemite.
How does the picture look to you boys over there? It has, huh? Well, that's swell. Okay, Mel, and so long, and thanks for everything.
What did he say about our picture?
He says he thinks it's got V.O.
What? Well, I hope he means box office. Oh, dear, I hate to leave Hollywood now, McGee. This perfect weather and all.
Oh, I wouldn't say perfect, Molly. You'll notice the cars out here have all got windshield wipers.
Well, I will say it does fog up occasionally.
I'll say so. That fog washed out 3 bridges last month. I'll answer it. Maybe it's that agent, Hossback. Hold my glasses.
Now, don't be violent, dearie. Remember, he's a great big fella.
Oh, a big guy. Give me my glasses again. I got to see what I'm doing. Oh, Jimmy Greer and the boys. Come on in, boys.
Oh. Hello, boys. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Molly. Hello, Fibber. The boys and I just dropped over to say goodbye.
Well, now, isn't that nice? Well, it's been lovely working with you out here in Hollywood, Jimmy.
Absolutely, Jimmy.
Thanks, folks. We feel the same way about it. Well, is there anything we can do for you before you leave?
I'll say
there is, Jimmy. We're trying to bust our lease, and we got to do something to annoy the neighbors or something. Sit down here and play as loud as you can, will you?
Sure. All right, boys, get there. How about Bye Bye Blackbird?
Is it loud?
We can make it loud. Wham it, boys.
Some of the neighbors complained to the rental agent about the band playing here.
Oh.
Aha, success. That's the agent's calling up to stop that noise.
Well, go on, answer the phone, nigger.
Hello? Hello, Hossback? Who? Yeah, that was Jimmy Greer's orchestra, so what? Huh? Oh, okay, sis.
Sis? Well, who was that?
Oh, lady upstairs. She wants Jimmy to play a request number. She thought it was Gwen. That ratted luck anyway.
Well, you're not breaking the lease that way. You're just stretching it.
Well, I'm going to do something that'll bust.
Come in.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. McGee?
Yeah. Yes.
I represent the CNC Railroad.
Oh.
CNC, comfy and cozy.
Oh.
I'd like to fix you up with accommodations to Wistful Vista.
Oh.
Look, 2 fares and all extras for $125 apiece.
Oh.
Leave here Tuesday noon, get home Sunday afternoon.
Oh.
Think of that. How about it, folks?
Heavenly days, that's 5 days and 5 nights. For the same fare, we can take another train in 2 days and 1 night.
Sure, but look, that means you ride 3 days and 4 nights free with us.
Well. Oh. Well, that's the point, Molly. Sounds like a bargain to me.
Yeah, sure. And look,
huh?
On our road, there's no scenery to bother with.
Oh.
You don't have to keep looking out the window all the time.
Oh.
And look, no dining cars in our trains. We don't have any boys running up the aisles banging on a gong.
Oh.
If you can route us through the Grand Canyon and Yosemite, bud.
Yosemite, mister. And look.
Huh?
Our trains don't run for hours and hours without stopping. That's monotonous. We stop almost every place.
Oh.
And look, a radio in every compartment and none of them work. Isn't that a blessing? What do you say, folks?
Well, now, I think we'll take a faster train, sir, if you don't mind.
Yeah, with a little more comfort.
All right. I offer you a swell chance to really rough it, and you go civilized on me. Sissy!
Sissy, am I? I'll show him who's a sissy, and that rental agent, too.
McGee.
Huh?
I wish you'd learn to pronounce these Western names right. It isn't Yosemite, it's Yosemite.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and what are you scratching for?
I got a mosquito bitty. You get it, Molly? Yosemite, mite mitty, and bite bitty?
Ain't funny, McGee.
Kind of tickled me.
McGee, what are you going to do about this lease? We've got to go tomorrow, you know.
Dad, rat it, I don't know. We got to get the neighbors to complain, that's all. I know what we'll do. I'll drive this big nail in the wall with this hammer. That'll get them.
Oh. Careful of the plaster, McGee.
Plaster my eye.
The agent probably will.
If this don't work, I don't know what will.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Aha, that got him. Answer it, Molly.
All right. This is Hollywood, 987-63452J. Molly McGee speaking. Oh, yes, Mrs. McGregor. It's Mrs. McGregor.
Swell. Tell her if she don't like it to see the agent.
Hello, Mrs. McGregor. Yes. Oh, did you hear us? We were hanging pictures. Yes. Oh, it is. Yes. Yes. Goodbye.
She pretty sore, Molly?
No.
No?
No, she says to drive that nail in a little further. She wants to hang a picture on the other end of
it. Dead breathless, dead breathless. We never have any. Oh, sure.
Well, this ain't getting us to the Grand Canyon. And I certainly want to see it.
Ah, the good old Grand Canyon. I wonder who thought of that name.
Why, Johnson's Auto Wax, and a grander canyon never will see. Oh. Just try a little
harpoon.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox. How did you get in here?
Why, I saw your sign in the window for subletting.
Oh, that's swell, Harpo. It's really a swell place to live. Convenient to the car line, unit heat, fireplace.
Oh, no. I don't want the place. I just came in to tell you there was only one T in sublet.
One of these days. One of these days, that guy is going to push me too far someday.
Hello, Fibber. Hello, Molly.
Well.
Say, I hear you're leaving tomorrow.
Tommy Harris. Yes, we are, Tommy.
Well, which way do you go?
Well, Tommy, I figured we'd go by way of the Grand Canyon and Yosemite.
Yosemite.
That's what I've been trying to tell him, Tommy.
How do you know so much about it, Thomas?
Well, I wrote a song about it. You must have heard it. Yosemite's days, you're going to be so lonely.
Yosemite.
Remember that?
Wait a minute. Hey, but that gives me an idea. Do me one last favor, will you, Harris? We're trying to bust our lease here, and we got to be noisy or something, you see? You go to the window and sing loud, will you?
Sure. How about Was It Rain?
Fine, Tommy. Cloud up and pour it down.
Skies were gray that rainy day. We parted in the lane. Oh, was it tears that fell for? Whenever I hear thunder, it echoes in my heart. And so I keep on wondering, how long we'll be apart. Skies were gray that rainy day. We parted in the lane. Was it tears that fell or was it rain? There we stood as lovers would. Did parting bring you pain? Was it tears that fell? Oh, was it rain? I couldn't tell if your eyes were misty or if you felt regret. I noticed when you kissed me that both your cheeks were red. Will we meet again, my sweet? That memory will remain. Was it tears that fell, or was it rain? Was it tears that fell, or was it rain?
phone, Tommy. That was swell. That ought to get some results. If there's anything that'll drive a neighbor crazy, it's somebody singing at the top of his voice. I remember one time... Let me get it. Hello? Yes, this is the place where the guy was singing out the window. Want to make something of it, huh? You want to make something of it? Huh? What? Oh, yeah, I'll tell him. Okay.
Now what?
The manager of the Zazoo Zazz nightclub down the street heard Tommy and wants to sign him up.
Oh.
Can you beat that?
Well, we're not getting very far with your smart campaign, McGee.
I'll say so.
Everything we do to annoy them, they want more. I think we better pay up and get out quiet.
No, sir, not me. I got us into this, and I'll get us out.
On a limb.
On a limb. No. I wish we'd have gone to a hotel in the first place, and I'd feel more at home.
What do you mean you'd feel more at home?
Well, I used to be an old hotel man myself.
When was this?
Had the finest hostelry in Hartford. Hotel McGee, I was known as in them days. Hotel McGee, the happy-hearted host, haughty with high hats, hospitable to honeymooners, and hottest hooper-upper of hotel hombres from Hartford to Hollywood. Never forget one time I was manager of a hotel in Peoria. We had a guy in room 1896 that wouldn't pay his bill. So one night, what does I do? But I keep all the other guests out of the hotel, and I throws a lighted newspaper over this mug's transom, and I hollered, fire.
Heavenly days. Didn't it burn down the hotel?
No. Nope. He grabbed up the flaming paper, put the fire out with it, and started reading it.
Oh.
Well, sir, on page 5, he read the racing news, put $5 on a long shot, and the next day he bought the hotel. This goes to show you if you can't do things one way, you can always skin a cat. This is getting to be a regular epidermis.
What?
This is getting to be a regular epidermis.
Demi.
Well, don't swear about it, Molly. That. Come in.
Hello, McGee.
Oh, it's you, is it, Hosbeck? Molly, here's the rental agent.
Oh, yes.
McGee, I have a lady here to look at the house. If she takes it, you can move out. That's fair, isn't it?
Why, well, certainly. Bring her in, Mr. Hossenpfeffer.
Come in, Mrs. Mehow. Mrs. McGee, this is Mrs. Mehow.
Oh, me, how do you do, I'm sure.
Oh, how do you do?
Well, take a look around the dump, Kitty. You won't bother us.
Well, I should hope not. Tell me, please, what is your frank opinion of this house?
Well, now, you look like you come from a nice family, babe, so I won't give you my frank opinion.
Oh, come now, McGee. If you want to move out, you'd better be...
Quiet, Joe.
My name is Edward.
Honest? You look more like the Joe type. Listen, sis. This is the ideal residence if you like the sound of cars banging outside. If you like a place where the faucets either splash or drip and the wiring is all haywire. And the bed in the south bedroom has got a bad list starboard. And there ain't a window screen in the whole monkey cage that'd keep out a seagull. Outside of that, sis, it's home sweet home and neon light.
I fear Mr. McGee is joking.
Oh, he is. Oh, I tell you, we've loved this place, Mrs. Mehow.
Indeed. I see you're packing. And what horrible luggage. That brass suitcase. Goodness, how common.
Oh, how'd you get so expert on luggage, sis? Your old man a red cap?
Oh, please. Come, Mr. Hasback.
Certainly, Mrs. Mehow. Now, just try and get out of that lease, McGee.
McGee, how can you be so stupid? Now he'll never let us go. Why didn't you tell that woman what a grand place this is?
What do you mean, stupid? Don't you see what I was trying to do? I was trying to get him sore so he'd throw us out.
Oh,
shucks, I'm as anxious to get out as you. I want to go look over the Grand Canyon and Yosemite.
Yosemite, McGee.
Okay, okay. I wish you'd quit interrupting, quit correcting me all the time, Molly. Anybody'd think I never went through the 8th grade.
Did you?
Sure I did. One day when I took a note to the principal. It didn't look any different from the 5th grade to me, except the kids were bigger. Anyway, you don't have to go to school to learn to say Yosemite.
Yosemite, me.
Make it China.
And Johnson's Auto Wax will make your car China like new.
Harful. You, Becca?
Yeah. I got good news for you, boy. I just thought I'd stop by and tell you that I'm going back on the same train with you.
Oh, that's fine, Miss Wilcox.
Well, Harpo, now what's the good news?
Oh, all right, all right. Nobody understands.
No wonder nobody understands. With a head like his, if that guy is ever reborn again, I'll bet he'll be a woodpecker in the petrified forest. Come in. Oh, it's Mrs. Weary Bottom. Hi, Weary.
Oh, hello, folks. I see you're packing up to leave. I hope you get a chance to see Death Valley. I had a grandfather that got lost on a prospecting trip in Death Valley once. It was so hot and dry there that when they found him, they had to crack him in three places before they could get him off his horse. They tried to revive him by pouring whiskey down his throat, but he was so hot that the whiskey caught fire and burned his whiskers off, and when they got him home, Grandma didn't know him. It was the first time she ever saw his bare face. Did you buy a berth going back, or are you going to sleep in the smoker?
Take pleasure in announcing the winner in last week's trailer contest, sponsored by the makers of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. The winner, Mrs. Jack E. Warren, Post Office Box 1504, Stockton, California, wins the luxurious streamlined covered wagon trailer. We congratulate you, Mrs. Warren. We know you're going to take real pride in owning such a magnificent trailer. I'm sure it's unnecessary to suggest that you protect the finish and keep it beautiful with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. Winners of cash prizes are being notified by mail.
Well, Mastermind, you haven't got our lease broken yet. Have you got any more colossal ideas?
Just thought of a good one, Molly. Look, suppose we bust the windows out.
Oh.
Then the neighbors will think we're throwing a wild party and call the agent or the police. And if the patrol wagon pulls up here, it'll get the whole building a bad name, and they'll be glad to get rid of it.
Why, that's foolish, McGee. We'll just have to pay for the damage.
Oh, let them take it out of the 4 month rent we ain't going to pay. Watch this.
Have a good time, folks. Have another one, boys.
Yowie!
Whoopee! Please, McGee, stop it.
Holler, Molly. Holler. I think this is going to work. Yowie!
What a party!
Yippee! Ah, at last. Now we got him on the run. Let me answer it.
Is this the place where the windows are being broken?
Yes, it is. And if you don't like it, go see the agent.
Oh, no, it isn't that. You seem to be having such a grand time. I wondered if I could come to your party.
What?
Well, sis, to tell you the
truth... Oh, say that.
Everything we do goes wrong. I could get out of a straitjacket easier than this place.
Well, if you don't quit breaking things up, they'll put you in a straitjacket, and then you'll have two places to get out of. Come in.
Hello, Babushka. Hello, Tavarich.
Oh, how do you do?
Hi, Abadka. What can we do for you?
Are you the people with shining windows for sublighting apartment?
Oh, yes. Yes, we are.
Come right in, Bud. I'll show you around the place.
No, Tavarich. I am acrobat.
An acrobat, huh? You're just the guy we've been looking for. A bunch of acrobats ought to annoy the agent just about right, eh, Molly?
When can you move in, sir?
I'm not moving in, Babushka. I'm not wanting these flats. I'm trying to tell you I am acrobat, and I'm walking past this building on my hands, and I'm seeing your subletting sign in window is upside down.
My sign is upside down?
Sure, Tavarich. Walking on hands is showing upside down things, right side up. If I'm walking on feet, upside down things is wrong side up, and vice versa. I'm thinking I'm telling you for my own information. What happens after is some of this business house. Hey.
Yeah. 2 seconds, I'm going to torn this joint inside out.
McGee, calm yourself down before you blow up. Come on in.
Hi, did you want... Oh, hello there, little girl.
Hi.
Ain't you the little girl across the street?
Hmm?
I says, ain't you the little girl across the street?
No, I'm the little girl right here, I betcha.
I mean, you live across the street.
Sure.
Well, I'm afraid we won't be neighbors much longer, sis.
Hmm?
I says we won't be neighbors much longer. We're going away tomorrow to the Grand Canyon in Yosemite.
People who travel in the best circles always call it Yosemite, I betcha.
What was it you wanted, sis?
A glass of water.
Please.
Hmm?
I says, please.
Why, do you want a drink of water, too?
No, I'm just suggesting that you mind your manners. I'll get you a glass of water.
Okay. In a cup, mister.
In a cup? Hear that, Molly? She wants a glass of water in a cup. Okay, sis, here you are.
Sure, but it ain't in a cup.
Well, why do you want it in a cup?
Hmm?
I said, why do you want it in a cup?
Well, I thought maybe I'd be lucky enough to get the same cup my mama gave you when you borrowed the sugar last week. Thanks, mister. Goodbye now.
I'll be glad to get out of this place.
Well, do you think you ever will? We haven't succeeded in getting the agent to get mad enough yet.
Yeah, rather tell that girl to go not bother us. Tell her to go on away.
Oh, there, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, it's Mr. Hosbeck. McGee, Hosbeck is back.
Hi, a house broke. What's the idea of convincing around here like this? And when we want you, we'll call you. If you're going to be nasty about this lease, we'll be nasty,
now,
too.
Now, McGee, I'm sure Mr. Hosbeck...
Listen here, McGee. I won't have you breaking windows in this house.
Oh, you won't, eh? Want to break the lease?
No. Now I am determined to hold you to it.
Oh, my.
You should have thought of this when you signed for 6 months. If you'd only wanted to keep the house for 10 weeks, you should have told me.
Listen, Hosbeck, if we'd have known our movie would go as smooth as it did, so we could leave on...
What movie?
The picture we were in for Paramount. This way, please.
Sure. You mean you? Say, are you two actors?
Well, I am anyway, and it won't be long before Molly catches on to the
what?
Picture.
Actors! 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 Why doesn't somebody tell me these things? I don't want any actors in my house.
Oh, sure.
Get out! The lease is torn up. Beat it! Get your luggage and get out of here, quick!
Listen, don't you call my wife a luggage, you lug!
Get out! Actors! Oh, why does this happen to me? I hate actors! Get out!
Once the hot weather really settles down, no smart woman is willing to waste her energy doing a lot of unnecessary work, trying to keep her floors clean and polished. That's why the most intelligent housewives are letting Johnson's self-polishing glow coat do the work for them. Once your linoleums and floors are wearing a bright, protective glow coat polish, dirt can't cling to them. Spots and stains can be wiped away with no effort. This remarkable liquid polish is very easy to apply. It never streaks or smears. It dries in 20 minutes to a beautiful gleaming polish without rubbing or buffing. Order Glow Coat from your dealer tomorrow. Look for the attractive yellow can with the lettering GLO-COAT. Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Oh, yes, remember, you save money on the larger sizes.
I told you I'd fix it so he'd get out of that lease. Imagine that guy thinking we was actors. Well, looks like we're all aboard for the Grand Canyon and Yosemite.
Yosemite, McGee. And why are you carrying that big dictionary? That doesn't say how to find it.
I don't want to say how to find it. I want to find how to say it.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This week's big trailer contest, your Johnson Wax dealer will give you full details. This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax at Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you to be with us again next Monday night at this same time. Good night.
The selection, Was It Rain, is from the picture Hit Parade. Let's call the whole thing off from Shall We Dance. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.